Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication. At People You Need to Know, we're dedicated to helping business people make a big splash in Metro Atlanta by giving them world-class recognition. In this segment, we're going to be talking about five reasons to see an eye doctor today. My guest is a native of New Orleans, Louisiana. He is the center director and owner of College Optical Express in Midtown Atlanta on the campus of Georgia Tech. He received his undergraduate degree from Xavier University and his doctor of optometry from Pennsylvania College of Optometry. His wife, Dr. Valerie Robinsacker, is also an optometrist in Metro Atlanta. We are fortunate to have on the phone today Atlanta's number one contact lens specialist and a Hurricane Katrina survivor, Dr. Michael D. Acker II. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Spark Plug. Appreciate you having me on the show today.
How's everything going today?
Everything is going incredible.
All right. Are you ready to talk about why you should see an eye doctor today?
Absolutely.
Well, let's get right into it. Why is it so important to have your vision checked annually or biannually?
Well, Spark Plug, that's very important because that allows us to capture any changes in your normal visual prescription, but also allows us to capture any event you have some type of progressive or chronic condition that may be building up, such as glaucoma, which you cannot tell unless you have a routine eye exam on an annual or biannual basis.
Well, tell our listeners, how important are routine eye exams to your overall health and well-being?
Wow, Spark Plug, I'm glad you asked that question. A lot of people don't realize how important it is to come in for a routine eye exam. Believe it or not, often your eye doctor can capture eye diseases such as diabetic retinopathy or hypertension before you go to your primary care doctor, because during your routine eye exam, we have the opportunity to look in the back of the eye, and we're looking at live tissue. We can see the arteries, veins, the blood running through there, and we can often detect signs very early of hypertension, very early signs of diabetes, and very early signs of increased cholesterol during your routine eye exam when we do the eye dilation part of the exam. So that's extremely critical. More people who go to their regular eye doctor for a routine eye exam, we note those things, and we often are the first doctor to make the referral to the primary care doctor because that person was unaware that they were having problems in the arenas of diabetes, blood pressure, or increased cholesterol.
Wow. Well, Dr. Acker, what are some of the most common eye diseases?
Very good question, Spark Plug. Glaucoma is actually one of the most common eye diseases. Actually, that one is the number one cause of blindness in African Americans. Also, diabetic retinopathy, one of the leading causes of blindness in the United States. Also, what we call hypertensive retinopathy. And when we speak of those things, we're talking about diabetes and hypertension actually cause blindness and decreased vision because the nerves become disturbed and the arteries and veins actually begin to leak fluid into the retinal tissue. And when that happens, it causes a blockage in your vision due to the increase in blood pressure. One of the also very most common things, and this one we see literally every single week, is conjunctivitis due to contact lens overwear. People today, especially we've seen this during the recession, tend to overwear and overuse their soft contact lenses because they're trying to hold on to them. Maybe the pocketbook is tight during the recessionary times, and that can cause some severe problems leading to conjunctivitis, typically, which is a bacterial infection from overusing your contact lenses, which can lead to very severe situations like a corneal ulcer, which we've even had to hospitalize individuals for that type of condition.
Well, when it comes to eye care, how important is early detection?
Early detection is so important because obviously the earlier we can capture a situation, the better we can treat it, and typically the easier the treatment process. For instance, glaucoma is a disease that typically takes years to develop, but being that most people don't know about it until they've had it for 5 or 10 years, if they would have caught that earlier, they would not have had to suffer loss of sight. Even in that situation I spoke of due to conjunctivitis secondary to a contact lens overwear that may turn into a corneal ulcer. If we catch that earlier on, you won't have the pain and suffering because that becomes extremely painful when you have a corneal ulcer. So the earlier we catch that problem, the earlier we can detect and diagnose that problem, the treatment regimen is much easier and much less painful and costly.
Would you say that most people are getting their eyes checked annually or biannually, or does that number need to go up?
Well, spark plug, that number really needs to go up. Most people who wear glasses on a regular basis, who have some type of aid to help them to see better, whether it be contact lenses or eyeglasses, typically go every 2 years. But what is really disturbing, especially in certain populations, people tend to think that because I'm seeing well, I don't need to visit the eye doctor, which is totally untrue. That's one of the reasons so many people have glaucoma and why it's one of the number one causes of blindness is because those people may not have needed glasses or contact lenses to improve their regular sight. So they typically don't go. And that is something we really need to change and make an impact to let people know they should visit their eye doctor once a year, especially if they are 40 years of age and older, just like they would visit their primary care doctor at least once a year for a wellness checkup, visit their dentist once or twice a year for their dental checkup. They should visit their eye doctor at least once a year for a visual checkup because there's so many other things that we are able to diagnose and examine that will help those other areas. And we even like to coordinate with their other doctors because so many of those areas that affect the body in general, diabetes, high blood pressure, increased cholesterol, one of the primary areas that are affected is the eyes.
Beautiful. Well, Doc, just to clarify for my listeners, what is the number one cause of blindness?
The number one cause of blindness is actually glaucoma. And again, this will relate a little bit to what we've talked about. Glaucoma is a condition where the pressure in the eye is increased, and it happens slowly over time. There's a muscle in the eye that produces a fluid, and that fluid is constantly produced and constantly drained out, keeping a constant pressure within the ball of the eye. And for typically genetic reasons, that liquid, that fluid begins to overproduce, and then it causes increased pressure. This typically happens over a period of years, and being that, most people do not go to the eye doctor often enough. It typically goes uncaught, and by the time they notice that their vision is decreasing or going blind, it is much, much too late to have anything done. So look at this, Spark Plug. The reason glaucoma is the number one cause of blindness in America today is not that the treatment is not simple. It's not that we don't have the mechanisms to treat it. It's simply because most people don't go to a routine eye exam often enough to have it caught because you can't feel it. There's no pain involved with that increase in pressure, and it happens slowly over time. We call it the thief in the night eye disease because it's not painful. It seems like nothing is going on. Your vision doesn't decrease until it's severely damaged, and there's no return of that vision once it's lost.
Well, I think you've done a great job in creating some urgency. So won't you tell our listeners how you can be reached?
Well, we can be reached right here in the Metro Atlanta area by calling 404-894-9533. So that's 404-894-9533 to schedule an appointment, get your eye exam, or they can visit our website at collegeopticalexpress.net.
All right. Well, Dr. Michael D. Acker II, Center Director and owner of College Optical Express in Midtown Atlanta on the campus of Georgia Tech, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Spark Plug.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to Metro Atlanta's top business professionals like Dr. Michael D. Acker II. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another award-winning job. If you'd like more information about our guests or College Optical Express, visit their website at collegeopticalexpress.net. This is Spark Plug encouraging you to keep looking at the sunny side. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.